Your score indicates that, in a moderate sort of way, you tend to be one of life's satisfaction seekers, rather than a harmonizer. You are likely to be a fairly well-balanced person, as well-adjusted and happy as the next. And, if you have a tendency to be a little selfish in your sexual demands, it needn't be a bad thing. You have elements of consideration which are inclined to temper any excesses. In someone less considerate, these excesses can be cruel and thoughtless, but your kind of selfishness is the sort which will generate warmth and confidence from your intimate partners. In any relationship, it is as well that one partner, if not both, has some clear idea of what they want out of it. So, with someone more dependent than yourself, you are able to take initiatives and give a clear lead. And with someone with a comparable selfish streak, you have the capacity to bend a little to accommodate his or her demands and desires. Because of this, you are likely to have both the capacity for sexual excitement and adventure, while being tender when the occasion arises. There are few situations in which you won't maximize your pleasures and happiness. If all this doesn't quite ring true in your case, then the problem may lie with your partner. If he or she is extremely unharmonious, the potential for an unacceptable level of conflict is enormous. If, on the other hand, your partner is excessively anxious, or eager to please, or forever making sacrifices for you, it could be creating too much of a burden for you. It is a curious psychological paradox that people who are forever making sacrifices for you may, in fact, be giving you a great deal of responsibility for them. It is your desires they are accepting, rather than acting on their own. It is your sexual predilections they rely upon, because they feel uneasy about their own. When a partner makes sacrifices for you out of love, then by all means, accept it graciously. When the sacrifices are made out of duty, anxiety, or a need to avoid conflict, such sacrifices enrich no one. The solution, to a great extent, is in your own hands. You could use your proven ability in coping with conflict to encourage your partner to value his or her tastes and standards, and thus release their imagination so you can then both enjoy the fuller benefits of your relationship.